Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Ayin Hey. We are holding on Daf Ayin Dalit on the base, 5 lines from the end of the page at Tanu Rabbanan. 5 lines from the bottom of the page. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas' mother, Golda Basimcha La Shalom, also by Yal and Yosef Gurevich, as his chus for all of the IDF soldiers fighting for Eretz Yisrael. They should come back safely and accomplish their missions. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So the first thing we're going to discuss today is at what age and who can make a woman puzzle with his bia? When do we consider it to be an actual bia? Then we're going to discuss a machlokas, whether a Mitzri Sheni will make his wife puzzle, and the same about a Ger Amoni, whether he'll make his wife puzzle. And we're going to point out that both sides of the machlokas derive it from the same source. They both derive it from an Almana L'Kohen Gadol. Then the Gemara is going to go through the sugya of what we call Almanas Isa, that's Psula L'Kohuna. It's a sugya here in Mesachas Ksubas, which we'll discuss what that means exactly, some sort of suffix relating to Kohuna. Then the Gemara is going to discuss we're going to paskin whether a suffix can marry a Vadai, and that's going to lead us to explain the Machlokas between Rav and Shmuel about an Arusa She'ibra. And then the last discussion is going to go through Amud Beis, but starts on the bottom of Amud Aleph, is that Rabbi Lezer has an opinion that a Kuti may not marry a Kutis, that he's not allowed to marry a like kind, that a Kuti is not allowed to marry a Kutis. So we're going to have to try to figure out why. Why on earth would a Kuti not be able to marry a Kutis according to Shitas Rabbi Eliezer? So let's begin. Again, we're holding 5 lines from the bottom of the page on Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. So says Gemara, we have a brisa. Ben teisha shan v'yomechel. A person, a boy, is 9 years old, which means he's ratui lebia, and he's a ger amoni or moavi, mitzri, adomi, kuti, nasin, chalol, mamzer. Any of these categories of people, as soon as he's the age of 9 years old, shabau ala kohenes v'alavia v'albas Yisrael, that has bia with a kosher person, a kohenes, meaning a bas kohen, a bas levi, Yisrael, bas Yisrael. So the paslua apostles her from marrying a Kohen, and if she's a Bas Kohen, then it would marry her, it would apostle her rather, from eating Truma mi beis aviha, meaning apostles her entirely, for Lekuhuna, either marrying a Kohen, and if she's already a Bas Kohen, who up until that point has been allowed to eat Truma, she will no longer be able to eat Truma's beis aviha. That's what Rashi writes. According to Rashi and the Rambam, a woman who has Bia with anyone that apostles her is Nifselis Lekuhuna as a Zon. And that's what the Yad Ramah writes as well. The Ran just wonders on the Rambam, how can she become a Zona with a Bias Chalal? The Bias is not Ba'aveira, she just becomes a Chalala with the Bias. You can call someone a Zona based on something that the Bias is not even an Aveira, it just makes her a Chalala. The Gemara derives from the Pasuk of Bas Kohen, Kisiya Li'ishzar, and that's how Rashi writes as well. So that's a bit of a difficulty, but be that as it may, the Brisa tells us that if you have any man in this category where he's at the age of Bia, he has the ability to passel a woman l'kuhuna. Rabbi Yossi Amar Kol Shezaro passel posel. Anyone whose children, whose offspring would be pasul mina kuhuna, will pasul his wife through a bia from kuhuna and from truma. V'kol she'ein zaro pasul, but if his own children would not be pasul kuhuna, then ain't no posel. Then he doesn't pasul his wife with a bia. And we'll explain what that means soon, in what way he disagrees. From Shimon Gamliel Omer, Kol shata nose bito, any possible person that a Kohen is allowed to marry his daughter, atanose almanaso, the Kohen is also allowed to marry his almana, meaning someone that he had been with, and she did not become possible with the bia with this guy. But kol she iatanose bito, iatanose almanaso. If the Kohen is not allowed to marry his daughter, then you're not allowed to marry his almani either. So now, says Gemara, we just quoted 3 opinions, right? The Tanakama said that all men at the age of 9 in this category that are boel any kosher woman will pasel her minakuna. Rabbi Yossi said, no, only if Zaro posel. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, well, if a Kohen is allowed to marry the daughter of this man, he's allowed to marry the almana of this man. So Ma'ika ben Tanakama ben Rabbi Yossi, what is the machlokas between Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi said, kol shezaro posel posel is certainly moda to all of the different types of psulim that the Tanakama had mentioned, because all of those those psulim, their zera is possible for marrying a kohen as well. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan Mitzri Sheni Ikabinayu. The Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi disagree whether Bias Mitzri Sheni passels, that according to the Tanakama, since he's Asulov of Bakal, he passels as well. But according to Rabbi Yossi, he doesn't passel because his zera is a Mitzri Shlishi, and his zera is not passel, and therefore is Mutalov of Bakal. So since Rabbi Yossi makes the rule about the next generation, not about the guy himself, but about the next generation, and the next generation in this instance would not be possible, so Rabbi Yossi would say that he would not possible l'kuhuna. Ushneim l'lamdua el mikoyen gadol ba'almana. Both the Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi derive their din about a woman who becomes a possible with a bias possible with a bia together with a bia with a possible man from a kohen gadol being asur ba'almana, and the fact that the almana is mischaleles with the bia by having bia with a kohen gadol. So from the fact that the pasuk says by a kohen gadol v'loy chalel zaro ba'amav, the Gemara is going to derive in a couple of days from now that aside from that his zera is mischalel with a bia with an isha that's asurulo, like it says in the pasuk, we also learn that he's mechalel the isha bibiyaso who's asura to him and passels her from marrying kohen, meaning the bia asura not only passels his children, it passels the woman as well, because yichalel sounds like shnei chilulim, echad la ve'echad zaro, one for the woman and one for the zera. That's how Rashi explains. The problem is Chachma Shlomo wonders that this limud is lo haya v'lo nivra, because lashon chilul is only shayich by a kosher that's neschalel and not by a zera that's mechulul b'tchilaso. Meaning chilul implies that there was not chilul prior to that. Chilul is something that happens. So the limud is from v'lo yichalel misha yakasher v'neschalel, meaning the almana. So avzaru shehu chalel posalisha bibiyaso. So that's how so he thinks that Rashi's sort of misquoting the drasha over here. But whatever the drasha is, there is such a drasha, right? That a kohen gadol ba'almana is mechalel not only his children, he's mechalel the woman as well. The question is, what is the klal that we derive from kohen gadol ba'almana? And that's the machlokas Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi. The Tanakam savar ki kohen gadol ba'almana, that it's just like a kohen gadol and almana where his bia will passel her, so to by every bias pasul, ma kohen gadol ba'almana she biasu ba'avera uposel ba, just like kohen gadol ba'almana, the bia is ba'avera, and therefore he pasels the almana with his bia, and the almana will now not be allowed to marry a kohen afterwards. Af kol she biasu ba'avera posel. So too, anytime there's bia ba'avera, it pasels the woman the kuhuna through that bia, and therefore a mitzri sheni is pasel, is going to pasel the woman with his bia. But Rabbi Yossi savar ki kohen gadol ba'almana. Now, I agree that we derive it from Kohen Gadol Ba'al Mana, that his Bia apostles are, and so too the Bia of other Psulim will apostle. But the cloud goes like this, Ma Kohen Gadol Ba'al Mana, Shezaro apostle uposel, just like Kohen Gadol Ba'al Mana, where it doesn't only apostle the woman, it apostles the Zera, and therefore it apostles the woman as well, Afkol Shezaro apostle posel. So too, anytime through this Bia, the Kohen is apostling his Zera, so he's going to apostle the wife as well. Lafuki mitzri sheni she'ein zaro pasul, as opposed to mitzri sheni who's excluded from that list of mamzer and chalal and everybody else that we mentioned on that list. It excludes a mitzri sheni whose zera is not going to be pasul. How do I know? Damakrab banim asher yivaldu lahem dor shlishi yavalem bekal Hashem. So his zera is kashr, so the bia is not going to pasul the woman, the kuhuna. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Amar, we then said in the Brisa a third opinion. Kol she'atanosei bito atanosei almanaso, kol she'atanosei es bito yatanosei almanaso. That if a kohen is allowed to marry the daughter of this fellow, then he's also allowed to marry the almana of this fellow. If a kohen is not allowed to marry the daughter of this fellow, then he's not allowed to marry the almana of this fellow. What is the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Yossi? My iko ben Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So Amar Ula ger amoni umo avi iko ben. The machlokas is whether a ger amoni or Moavi passels with his bia. That according to Rabbi Yossi, who is told of the psul of the isha in the psul of the zera, so the zera is going to be passel, and therefore he will passel because the sum of his zera at least will be asur isur olam, meaning the male zera will be asur isur olam. We know the drasha amoni v'lo amonis, Moavi v'lo Moavis. So at least the male zera that he produces is going to be asur. But according to Rabbi Shimon, who's told on the psul of not his zera but his daughter, well, his daughter is not going to be pasul because it's amoni v'lo amonis, Moavi v'lo Moavis. So their daughters are going to be kashul lekuna u'shneim lo lamdu el mikoyin gadol ba'almana. And in this machlokas also, they both derive their klal from a kohen gadol ba'almana. The Rabbi Yossi savar ki kohen gadol ba'almana. Rabbi Yossi says that the rule is just like a kohen gadol ba'almana, whereas bia is going to pasul her. So too, whenever a pasul person's bia pasuls, it will be in a similar circumstance to kohen gadol ba'almana. Ma kohen gadol ba'almana shezaro pasul uposel, just like kohen gadol ba'almana, where the zera is going to be pasul, and therefore pasul's the woman lekuhuna. So avkol shezaro pasul posel. So too, anyone whose zera is going to be pasul will pasul the woman through the bia, and therefore ger amoni moavi, whose zera is pasul, will pasul the woman lekuhuna. From Shimon Gamliel, and Shimon Gamliel holds, kohen gadol ba'almana, I agree that it's like kohen gadol ba'almana, but in the following way, ma kohen gadol ba'almana shekol zaro pasul, just like by kohen gadol ba'almana, all offspring that he produces is going to be pasul lekuhuna, the female offspring as well. So he pasuls his wife. Av kol shekol zaro pasul. So too, anyone whose kol zaro is pasul lekuhuna, vafilu nekevos, meaning even his female offspring is going to be pasul lekuhuna. Lafuke ger amoni moavi to nekevos av ksherus of bekal, as opposed to a ger amoni moavi where it's not kol zaro pasul. There, the nekevos of amoni moavi are kashul of a bekal. Da amar mar, because we know the drasha. The pasuk says lo yava amoni moavi bekal Hashem gam dor asiri lo yava lem bekal Hashem adolam, and we Amoni velo amonis, that Moavi velo Moavis, that the whole psul is only by a male Amoni and Moavi, but not by a female. And that was the drasha that when they wanted apostle David HaMelech, the Gemara in Yevamos tells us they made this drasha when they wanted apostle David HaMelech from being Lava Bakal because he was a descendant of Rus HaMoaviyah. So the way to defend him and to show that he was Kasha Lava Bakal was that there's nothing wrong with being a descendant of Rus HaMoaviyah, because Moavi v'lo Moavis. Moavis is not a problem. Tosos says that the limud is from the fact that it could have been Mekatzer. It could have said the name Amon or Moav, because the fact that it says Amoni, Moavi, so it sounds like only the males and not the females. Instead of saying Loyavo Amon Moav b'kal Hashem, it says Amoni Moavi b'kal Hashem. So that's how Tosos explains the drasha, that it's the extra letter Yud that does all the work over here to apostle. So now the Gemara explains the din of an almana of a suffik chalal. So now so far we had one brisa, three different opinions about who is going to pasul their wife, and we explained the machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi, and we explained the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Mishum Gamliel, and all of the machlokas is based on what klal we derive from almana l'kohen gadol. We know that almana l'kohen gadol will be mechalal the almana. Question is, why? Is it just based on the fact that it's a biyaso ba'avera, and therefore anyone is biyaso ba'avera? Or is it based on the fact that it's zaro pasul? Or is it based on the fact that kol zaro pasul? Those are the three opinions. So now, Amar Rav Chisda, Hakol Modim Ba'almanas Isa, an almana of a Kohen who was a Safek Chalal, Shepsul Lekuna, that she's going to be Pasul Lekuna based on the fact that she had Bia with this Safek Chalal. So a Raya that all of the Tanaim and the Braisa agree to this, Man Mekel Bahani Tanai. Who is the most makel of the three Tanaim that we just mentioned? Shem Shimon Gamliel, because he holds that not only a Mitzri Sheni, but even a Ger Amoni or Moavi doesn't passel the woman Lekuhuna through having Bia with her. Vika Amar, and he's the one that says, Kol Shatanose Bito, Atanose Almanasa. The way he formulated the klal is if you can marry this person's daughter, you can marry this person's almana. Vikol Shiatanose Bito, but if you, a Kohen, may not marry this person's daughter, then Iatanose Almanasa, then you may not marry his almana either. Lemute Mai, what is that coming to be? Memaet, Lemute Almanasisa, Shipsul. lakuna. A kohen is not allowed to marry the daughter of a suffik chalal because he might be a chalal, and therefore the daughter is pasul lakuna. Tosfos explains that the reason is more pashut to pasul the daughter of a suffik chalal than his almana, because the daughter has no cheskos kashrus, whereas the almana at least had a cheskos kashrus. Meaning, whenever you're dealing with a suffik, you think, okay, what's the last thing we knew about this person? So when it comes to the daughter, last thing we knew about this person was that she didn't exist, right? Meaning she was now brought into this world with a suffik. When it comes to the mother, when it comes to the wife of the suffik chalal, last thing we knew about her was that she was kosher. So to pasul her is a bigger chiddush because she was had a cheskos kashrus. So the Tosfos explains that even though you might say that the daughter is a svek sveka, nevertheless mishamayla also biyuchsin, they pasul the daughter as well. So anyway, so the most makil of the three opinions makes the rule that if the daughter's going to be pasul, then if you can't marry his daughter, then you can't marry her either. So therefore, we see that that she'll become pasul lakuna through bia with a safek chalal. So the Gemara brings others that are not among those three shitos in the Braisa that are yet more makel and that allow an almanasisa lafuke midani tanoi to exclude those shitos in tanoim in the following mishnah. Ditanan, we have mishnah mesech seiduyos in the eighth parak. Hey, Rabbi Shuv, Rabbi Yudu, and Mesera al Almanas Isa Shek Sheira Lakuna. That even though that if her husband were a chalal, she would be pasul bibiyaso, she's going to be ksheira because he was only a safek chalal. My time, why would you be matir her and not be choshesh that maybe she was nevelas to a chalal? Because after all, the guy is a safek chalal. Nah, havi svek sveka. We have a safek that comes mikoach another safek, meaning the husband was a safek chalal. The almana herself, there was no safek, but she came the pasul only from the koach. From his koach, svek sveka lekula, and the din of svek sveka we paskin lekula. Why are we making on a svek sveka? So there are two basic shitos in Rishonim. The Rashba in the Tshuva says that the heter is mishum rov, that because of the suffix Rishon it creates a 50-50. The suffix Sheni makes it more than a 50-50, that it's a rov possibilities, that normally in a single suffix it's either this or that, so that makes it 50-50, but now you've added another possibility that even with the tzadach you have another tzadkal. So that's how the Rashba writes. In Gilyone Ashas, he writes another reason, that according to the Rambam, Safik Darais al-Khumra is only a din midrabanan. So therefore, when you have a Safik on a Safik, it's a Safik on a din drabanan. Meaning that's the way when it's normally said over, is Machlokas Rambam and Rashba, whether Safik Darais al-Khumra is a din drabanan or a din daraisa. That the Rashba is the very din that Safik Darais goes l'Khumra is a din daraisa. That whenever the Torah tells me something's aser, it's telling me it is aser, usfeko aser. Whereas the Rambam will say, no, whenever the Torah tells me something is aser, it's telling me vada'o aser. The fact that we choose to aser even b'makom safek, that's a din midrabanan. So whenever you have a svek sveka, you have a safek on the din drabanan of safek darais al-chumra. So it therefore becomes a safek drabanan l'kula. So that's the din of svek sveka. Now, according to Rashi over here, this isn't really a svek sveka. It's like a svek sveka, meaning there's no real second suffix over here. The way Rashi understands it is that it's just similar to a svek sveka, right? That's the whole suffix is just whether he's a suffix chalal. But Rashi writes that the dimoy to the comparison to an isa is that since there are a lot of things mixed into a dough, you have flour and you have water and you have salt and sometimes other ingredients. So by suffix yuchsin, where ksherim and psulim are mixed together, we call that an isa. But that's what creates the svek sveka. Meaning, it's even though it's only one suffix, whether he's a chalal or not. But Rashi's trying to say, in a chinami, it's not really a svek sveka. It's ke'en svek sveka, a suffix that the baal was the baal. There's a suffix shakul, and then there's a suffix in his lineage as well. So it's just a lot of different possibilities of what went into making him a chalal, and in that sense, it's considered like a svek sveka. Okay, but then you have to question why. What makes it like a svek sveka if there aren't really multiple svekos? Okay, Rashi in Meseches Ksubas quotes another interpretation from Rav Yosef Tov Elim, that an almanas isa is a woman who whose husband was a Svek Sveka, meaning his mother had a Gerushin with a Suffolk Gerushin, meaning his mother might have been divorced or might have just been an Almana. So now you have a double Suffolk that she had a Gerushin where the husband threw a get that was Suffolk Karavlo, Suffolk Karavla, and then her husband died, and then she married a Kohen within 3 months of her Gerushin, and then this guy was born. So I don't even know if this is his mother, and even if it was his mother, she might not have been a Grusha. That's a real Svek Sveka. So if it's a real Svek Sveka, then we don't have any problems, because a real Svek Sveka, you could be Mekil, that it may not have been his mother, and even if it was his mother, meaning, not that it may not have, we know who his mother was, but his mother may have been impregnated by the first husband, which is before she ever got divorced, or in the first place, so it would have been Kasher, and even if the mother got impregnated by the second guy, she might have been an almana, she might not have been a grusha at that time, and that's a legitimate Svek Sveka. So that's what Rashi quotes in Ksubas from Rabbi Yosef Tova Elim. Okay, so those are the possibilities. Now, we said in the Mishnah that Rabbi Eliezer says, Vado'on bivado'on mutter. But a vaday with a suffix, or a suffix with a vaday, or a suffix with a suffix is aser. And the basic reason is that if a vaday apostle marries a suffix apostle, it could be a apostle marrying a kasher. And if a suffix marries a suffix, it could also be a apostle marrying a kasher. And that would be problematic. Amru b'dom rav, halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer. We pass him like Rabbi Eliezer, who's matir only the vaday psulim from having beer with each other, and he asks the psulim misafek to have beer with each other. Ki amrisa kameh d'shmuel. So when we said this psak in front of Shmuel, Amar li, he asked that Hillel Shona, asar yoch samolim b'avel v'kulam mutarim lavo zebazeh. That our Mishnah says that there are these 10 different levels of yichus, and even though they're those that are possibly suffic are mutter with those that are possibly betorah vaday, because they're among these 10 psule yichus, or among the psule yichus within this grouping, there are psule vaday like mamzer, and there are psule suffic like shtuki vasufi. Rabbi Eliezer, now you're just going to go against the Mishnah and say that halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer. So you see the machlokas Rav and Shmuel, that according to Rav, all of those psulim misafik are usher with those that are possible vaday, and even the sveikos and the sveikos like shitas Rabbi Eliezer. So Rav passes like Rabbi Eliezer, and Shmuel says no, they're all mutar lavel zebezeh. V'rami derava derav. So says Rav, but wait, we have a stira within Rav that over here he passes like Rabbi Eliezer, but elsewhere he doesn't. V'rami deshmuel ad deshmuel, and we have a stira within Shmuel because over here he doesn't passes like Rabbi Eliezer, and elsewhere he does. Arusa she'ibra. If let's say you have an arusa who's pregnant, and we don't know if it's from the arus that she became pregnant, and the vlad is kosher, or maybe she cheated on the arus and she had a child, she became pregnant from someone else, and the vlad is a mamzer. So Rav Amar havlad mamzer. Rav says the vlad is treated like a mamzer vaday. We say that the rov of the olam would have, if you know, the rov possibilities of who made her pregnant would have made this vlad a mamzer, and therefore she's that vlad is a mamzer. Shmuel Amar Vlad Shtuki, the Vlad is a Suffolk mamzer, because we don't know if it was from the Arus and the Vlad is kosher, or from somebody else and the Vlad is a mamzer. So Rav Amar Vlad mamzer, Rav says Vlad is a mamzer mutter b'mamzeres, and so much so he's so confident that he's allowed to marry mamzeres. Shmuel Amar Vlad Shtuki v'asr b'mamzeres. The Vlad is only a Shtuki, and therefore is asr b'mamzeres. So since Rav is mater b'mamzeres, it turns out that Rav makes a Suffolk kivadai, and he allows the Suffolk and vadai to marry each other, like the Shita of our Tana, of the Tanakama. And that's against what Rav just told us, that we paskin like Rav Eliezer, that a Suffolk is not allowed to marry a vadai. And it's a stir in Shmuel also, because he holds that the Vlad is a Suffolk, and therefore Aser b'mamzeres, seemingly like Rabbi Eliezer, that a Suffolk is not allowed to marry a vaday. But Shmuel just got through saying, what do you mean? We have a Tana in our Mishnah, and you're going to pass like Rabbi Eliezer? So April. So it says, well, you have to change the gears in the Braisa. Rav Amar Vlad Shtuki, Ushmuel Amar Vlad Mamzer. So Tarti Lameli, why then do Rav and Shmuel have to be teach the same machlokas twice, both by an Arusa She'ibra and also by a Pnuya Shazinsa? So Tzricha. If the machlokas is only mentioned over here, I would say, Baha, by this. this suffik kamar Rav. That's where Rav says that we pass on like Rabbi Eliezer that a suffik is not allowed to marry a vaday mishum to rov ksherim etzla, because most of the world is kosher to a penuya. So follow the rov and say that the vlad is kosher, and therefore he has to be machmir and aser her b'mamzeres. Aval hasam drov psulim etzla. But by an arusa where most of the world would make this baby into a mamzer, say imam of the Shmuel, maybe you should say that's close enough to a vaday that the child is going to be allowed to marry a mamzeres. Machlokas was only mentioned in the Brisa that speaks about Unarusa. I would say Bahakam Rav. By that suffix, that's where Rav says the Vlad is a shtuki and is also b'mamzeres mishum di'ikal mitla ba'aros, because there's reason to assume that the father of this child is the aros. That's the man she has a relationship with. Aval Baha. But in the case of our mishum over here, where we're talking about a pnuya, where there's no reason to assume that it's from a kasher person more than from a pasul person, ema modi l'shmuel. So maybe Rav would be modi to Shmuel that the Vlad is mutter. So tzricha, therefore we need to have the machlokas in both cases, both by an arusa as well as by a pnuya. Another possible explanation for how to answer the stira between Rav and Shmuel, instead of just flipping it around, maybe don't switch the girsa and the brisa. And according to Rav, an arusa that became pregnant, the vlad is going to be a mamzer. According to Shmuel, it's only a shtuki, and that's not a stira to the fact that Rav paskins like Rabbi Eliezer and does not allow a suffolk apostle to marry a vaday apostle. My mamzer to come a Rav. What did Rav mean when he said mamzer? Lav mutar b'mamzeres does not mean that he's really a mamzer to the fullest extent that we treat him like a vaday mamzer who's mutar b'mamzeres. No, he's a suffolk, and the suffolk's not allowed to marry a vaday. Ela da'asr bas Yisrael. When Rav said the vlad is a mamzer, he just means that he's a mamzer l'chumra, that he's not allowed to marry a bas Yisrael. But guess what? He's also not allowed to marry a mamzeres, because we pass on the Rabbi Eliezer that a suffolk is not allowed to marry a vaday, according to Rav. And Shmuel am Rav Vlad Shtuki the Asr Bebas Yisrael. Shmuel said the Vlad Shtuki, he just means to say that she's Asr Bebas Yisrael, but is Mutter Bimamzeres, because Shmuel holds like the Tanakama, that Sveikan Bevadotin is Mutter. So says, well, wait, Yachi, I knew the Rav. If Shmuel also asks the Vlad Bebas Yisrael, so then he's saying the same thing as Rav, who asked her Bebas Yisrael as well. So what then is the Machlokas? Elamai Shtuki Shemshat Minosom Yidin Kuna. Now, when Shmuel says Shtuki, he means that we quiet his taina in the matter of him being a Kohen, that if the Arus was a Kohen and the woman says that this Vlad comes from the Arus, the Vlad is not Mesiachis Acharov. We do not consider him to be a Kohen. So it says, Mar Pshita, Hashem Midin Yisrael Mishat Kinelei, Midin Kuna Mibai. I mean, of course, we just said that he's not allowed to marry Yisrael Kasher. We treat him like a Shtuki who's Aser Bebas Yisrael. So you need to tell me that he's not Becheskas Kohuna? Elamai Shtuki, Shemeshat Kinosa Minichsei Aviv. No, Shtuki means that we don't allow him to take a chelik in the Yerusha of the guy he claims is his father. That if the Arus dies, this child does not Yarshin that Arus. It would turn out, according to this, that Rav and Shmuel aren't really arguing, but they both hold the Zasr Bas Yisrael. It's just that Shmuel adds a second din, that we're Meshat Kinoso Minichseyav of a din imam in this halacha, that he doesn't get Nichseyav. Tos Rido ever writes that Shmuel is cholik on Rav, and he's Matir Lava Bakal, because we're told that he's nolad from the Arus, and he's disagreeing with Rav's Chumrah that he's not allowed to marry into Kal. So it's a machlokas how to understand this line. Meaning, when we say Elamai Shtuki Shemeshat Nos Aminich Seyav, are we undoing our understanding of Shmuel, where Shmuel said that he's Aser Bebas Yisrael? Or are we, no, we're maintaining that. We're saying he's Aser Bebas Yisrael. Shmuel's just formulating it differently and saying Shtuki because there's a dinim mominous implication of that as well. So it says Mar Pshita, obviously he's not going to be able to yarshin his father. Mi adin avu amanu? We don't even know who his father is. Obviously he's not going to yarshin his father. So lo tzricha de tafas. Now the case is, if he's tofes a chelik of the Yerusha, if he grabs it, we're even motziyin mimenu. Shmuel tells us that we take it, even though normally we say motzi mechaver alef haraya, if this guy goes and grabs the Yerusha and we can't prove that it wasn't his father, we're motzi it from him, because he's a suffik yorish and the rest of them are vada yorshim, and ain't suffik motzi midei vada. The suffik yorish cannot take something at the expense of the vada yorshim. Another explanation of Shmuel, the Iba Yisema, my shtuki Biduki. Shtuki means that we get to ask his mother, Shabot Kmesimo, Valmeris Kashnavalti, and she says that the father of this child is a kasher, Nehemenes, we believe her. So Kiman, Who is Shmuel holding like, if you assume that's what Shmuel means, Kerem Gamliel, like the Sheet of Rem Gamliel. Ha'amr Shmuel Chadazimna, but didn't Shmuel already tell us in another place that Allah is like Rem Gamliel? Why does he have to tell me that again? Did Tanan, because we have a Mishnah, Ksubistav Yud Gimel, Haysamu Uberis. If let's say you have a single girl that was found to be pregnant, and we don't know who the father of the child is, Va'amrula Mativo Shaluberzeh, and we ask her, who's the father of this child? How did you get pregnant? And she says, Meish Ploni V'Koenu. I had a relationship with a man who is a total miyuchas. He has a perfectly good yichus. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer Omrim, ne'emenes. Rabbi Gamliel holds that she is believed, together with Rabbi Lezer, that she is believed, that she was not nivela l'pasul, and therefore she's muteres to marry l'kuhuna, because she has a cheskas kashrus, and we're not going to pasul her based on the suffix. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, ein ne'emenes. Rabbi Yeshua says, we do not believe her, that she was nivela l'kashr. Rabbi Rav Yomer Shmuel, and Shmuel says, halach Rabbi Gamliel, that we pasul like Rabbi Gamliel. So why does Shmuel have to tell me again that Allah is like Rabbi Gamliel? We already had this in the first paragraph of Ksubas. So it's Gemara Tzricha. No, Shmuel has to tell it to me twice. Di me hasam, if it only would have told me by the case in Ksubas Hava Amina hasam, I would say, yeah, over there Shmuel says she's Na'amenes because she was a Pnuya and Rov Ksheira Metzla. Most people that could impregnate a Pnuya would be Kosher. Most Jewish people could have been the possible father of this child are Ksheira Metzla. Aval Hacha, but over here we're talking about an Arusa, so she has a din of an Esher Ish, Derov Psula Metzla. Everybody that could have impregnated her, save for one person on the planet, would have been Pasul. And that is the only person that would have been the Arus. So because she's not an Eshes Ish Klape him, because she's his wife. So Emelo Tzricha. So that's why I would have thought that she's not Ne'emenes, to say that it happened to be Pump, the one guy that would have made her, would not have Pasul. So that's why Shmuel has to tell me, yeah, we believe her about that as well. So now the Gemara explains why, according to Rabbi Elazar, Kutim are asr to marry each other. So Tanya, we have a brisa. V'chein Rabbi Elazar Omer, Kuti lo yisa kutis, that a kuti may not marry a kutis. The Tosa Rush writes that the V'chein Haya is a hemshich of the beginning of the brisa that talks about sveikon besveikon, like a shtuki va'asufi, that according to Rabbi Elazar, they're asr levels of zeh. So the V'chein, normally you don't pick up on, start a sentence with V'chein, so obviously there was a context over here. So V'chein Rabbi Elazar Omer, Kuti lo yisa kutis, my time, why would kutim not be allowed to marry each other? So I'm Rav Yosef, asu k'ger le'achar asar doros. We treat them like a ger, that's a 10th generation, where we already forgot about the fact that they were gerim, and the chum asked them b'mamzeres, in order that people should not say that Yisrael married a psula. So there's a certain point where a person has gerus in his lineage, where we say forget about the gerus, because people have forgotten about the gerus, and he just melds in with the rest of society. Titania, like we have a brisa, ger ada saradoros, a ger up until 10 generations where they still recall the gerus in his lineage, mutter b'mamzeres. There's a lot of marrying mamzeres, because a ger is not called kal, and mamzer is only asr lava b'kal. Mikan ve'elach asr mamzeres. After 10 generations, he's not allowed to marry a mamzeres midrabanan, because they're going to say Yisrael married a mamzeres. V'yesh omrat she'ishtak ha'shem avol z'chav menu. Others say that it has to be that the shem avol z'chav is forgotten. But after that, it's going to be asr. So amle abayi mi dami. Can you really compare the din of a kuti to the din of a ger? Hasam, when it comes to a ger yashan, a ger that had many generations pass until we see that we don't even recognize his old yichus, and we recognize him as Yisrael umamzeres chadasha, and a mamzeres who everyone knows amri bar Yisrael who dekanas mamzeres. Everyone's going to think a regular Yisrael is marrying mamzeres. But achi idividi ke'adadininu. But here the kutis are exactly the same. What does this have to do with the ger achar asaradoros, where we don't even know who he is? Eloki yasr avdimi amar Rabbi Elazar savrla krabi yishma amar Rabbi Elazar savrla krabi yishmal with Rabbi Shmal savrla krabi Rabbi Shmal savrla krabi ki. He says, no, the base of Rabbi Elazar that a kutis is not allowed to marry a kutis is not based on the ger la achra saradoros. It's because he holds like Rabbi Shmuel, who in turn holds like Rabbi Akiva. What does that mean? Rabbi Elazar said like Rabbi Shmuel, damar kutim geiri arayosim, that they didn't have a geirus gemura. It was bal korchem. They were afraid of the arayos who would have eaten them, would have devoured them, and therefore the geirus is not a real geirus. So they are like other ovdei kochavim that marry benos Yisrael. For Rabbi Shmuel said like Rabbi Akiva, damar and Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Akiva that a vlad is a mamzer, because according to Rabbi Akiva there's a mamzer even from Chayav Ilavin. So since we have a suffix about every kuti, that maybe he comes from a Yisraelis that married a Kuti and he's a Yisrael Mamzer, or maybe he comes from a Kuti and a Kutis and he's just Stam a guy, so they're not allowed to marry each other, because a Yisrael, even a Yisrael Mamzer, is not allowed to marry a guy, is not allowed to intermarry. Meaning, every Kuti is problematic. Question is, how badly problematic is he? Is he a Mamzer problematic? So at least he's a Jew, or is he just a pure guy? Because we're working with two assumptions, that the Kutim did not convert, that they remained not Jewish, and that when a non-Jewish person marries a Jewish person, the child, when a non-Jewish man marries a Jewish woman, the child is going to be a Mamzer. So says Mar Mi Savala Rabbi Shmuel Krabi Akiva, is it really possible that Rabbi Shmuel holds our Krabi Akiva that a guy Habal Vasi Sol of Vlad Mamzer? Vam Rabbi Yochum Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Minay Lo Vichab Levit Shabbo Al HaKohenes, Val Leviya, Val Bas Yisrael, Shepasluha, that when the guy sleeps with the Kohenes, Leviya Yisraelis, it passels her from marrying a Kohen, and it passels the Bas Kohen from eating Truma, Shedemar, Uvas Kohen, Kisiya Almanu Grusha, Vizera Ein La, and the Pasuk says, Vishavu Besavia Kinureha, Milechem Aviyah Tochal, Vekol Zor Lo Yochabo, that if she becomes an Alman, she can go back to her father's house, that a Bas Kohen that doesn't have children from her husband, that becomes an Alman, or gets divorced, is allowed to go back to eating the Truma space of Via like she did before she got married. So from the Lashon of Almana Ugrusha, we learn Misha Yeshlo Almanos Vegerishin, that it, only if there was a Kiddushin there, that if the, that husband died, and there she and that would actually make her a real Almana, or a real Grusha, that's where the Bia did not passel her from going back to eating her father's Truma. But Yatzo V'chom Ve'evet She'inlo Almanos Vegerishin, if it was a guy, if her husband was a non-Jew, she was never married to him, and therefore if he dies, she's not really an almana. If he divorces her, she's not really a grusha, because they never had tefisas kiddushin in the first place, and such a woman would not be allowed to go back to Truma's space of Via. But if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, that the children are going to be mamzerim, that an eved or an overcomer of Balbai, so the children are going to be mamzerim, you're burying the lead over here by saying that she's pasul lakuna. Hashem mamzer avi mifsal bibiyasa mibai. If it's going to generate mamzerus through this bia, you're going to tell me that, oh, it's a psul kuhuna, it's much worse than a psul kuhuna, it's a psul kal. So from the fact that Rabbi Shmuel needed a special lima to tell me that a bia's guy pasuls a bas kohen from going and eating her father's Truma, you see that he does not hold like Rabbi Akiva that the Vlad is going to be a mamzer. So we're back to the question: why does Rabbi Elazar hold that a kuti is not allowed to marry a kutis? Meaning, our explanation was, our second attempt at an explanation was, that we're assuming that every kuti is not really Jewish, and we're assuming that when a non-Jewish man sleeps with a Jewish woman, the child is going to be a mamzer. But now that we know that that Rabbi Shmuel does not hold like Rabbi Akiva. Step one doesn't hold like step two. Rabbi Shmuel holds that everyone's not Jewish. That every kuti is not Jewish does not hold that the child is going to be a mamzer on account of that. Ella, Rabbi Lazar, Savla, Rabbi Shmuel, Damar Kutim Keri Arayus, Vesavla, Rabbi Kiva, Damar Rav Lichab, Mevra, Bal Vaisal, Avla Mamzer. No, it's fine. Rabbi Lazar holds like a combination of these two shitos. You don't have to say that Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Lazar, who's the person in question, holds like a combination of these two shitos. He holds that every kuti is really a guy, and he holds that a guy, a Bal Vaisal, Avla Mamzer, and therefore, when you have a kuti and a kutis, you might have a mamzer and a guy trying to marry each other, and that we cannot allow, because no Jew, even a mamzer, is allowed to marry a guy. No Jew is allowed to marry a guy, even if that Jew is a mamzer. Says Mar Misav La Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Akiva. But wait, does Rabbi Lazar hold like Rabbi Akiva that Chayav Elavin generate mamzerus? Vam Rabbi Lazar Afal Pishnechu Beisham Beisilel Bitzaros, that even though Beisham Beisilel have a disagreement about yibum of a woman who is a tzaros isha who's asuritim with an isra arayos, where Beisham holds that she's misyavemes and Beisil holds that you're not allowed to be miyavim her, and she can get married without even a chalitza. She's a tzaras erva, is absolutely potter. So modim she'in mamzer el misha isur isur erva ve'enosh kares. They both agree that mamzer is only generated from an isur erva that creates a chi of krisus, as opposed to an isur erva where it's only an isur lav. So the b'nei tzaras erva that had yibum, like the shita of Beishame, are mamzerim according to the Beisil. So meaning Beisil would say that if we follow your opinion, Beis Shammai, then these children are going to be mamzerim, because they are being born from the Isra of Eshes Ach without the mitzvah of Yibum, which is an Isra Kares, but B'nei Tzaras Erva that do like Beis Hillel and marry someone else without Chalitza are not going to be mamzerim according to the sheet of the Beis Shammai. Meaning Beis Hillel's, if people follow Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai would say, okay, so it's an Isra Lav, and Isra Lav does not generate mamzerus. But if people follow Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel is going to say, that's mamzerus. So the Gemara explains explains another way to explain the shita of. So you see that Reb Lazar holds that there's no mamzer from Chayav Ilavin, whereas Rabbi Kiva holds there is. So now we need to explain Reb Lazar again. Ela Kiyasa Ravin. So when Ravin came, he explained when he came from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael that Amr Baraba, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Va'amri La, Amr Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda, Amr Rabbi Chanina, Va'amri La, Amr Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Amr Rabbi Shobalevi, Sholosh Machlokas Bedavar. There are three shitos about Kutim and Kohanim that are mixed in with the Kutim, and through that we'll explain why the Kutim are not allowed to be are not allowed to marry into Kahal Yisrael. So this is a sugya that's going to take us all the way to the Mishnah, but maybe we'll just get through one or two of the shitos today. So Rabbi Shmuel Savar Kutim Gerei Arayos. Rabbi Shmuel holds Kutim are Goyim. Their whole Gerus is nothing. They were just terrified of the lions. The Kohanim Shenitmu Bem, and Kohanim that kept mixed in with them, with them Kohanim Psulim Hayu, or Kohanim Psulim Shenamer, because the Pasuk says, Vayasu Lehem Miktsosam Kohane Vamos. Va'amar Rabba Baruchana, Am Rabbi Yochanan. What does it mean, Miktsosam? Min HaKotzim Sheba'am, from the Psulim among the nation, that they made from them Kohane Vamos, Umishamachi Paslinu. And therefore, since the Gerus was not a Gerus, we passed them and we asked them lava b'kal Yisrael, that they were not allowed to marry into Kal Yisrael. Rabbi Kiva Savar, Rabbi Kiva holds the opposite, that Kutim Gerei Emes, and that Kutim are in fact Gerei Emes. They have a din like a Yisrael. The Kohanim Shenitmu Ben, Kohanim Ksherim Ayu, and there was Kohanim Ksherim that got mixed in with them. Shnemar Vayasu Lehem Miktsosam Kohanim Vamos, and Vamar Rabbi Baruchana Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the Kohanim that were on these Vamos were Min Habechirim Shavam, the choicest, the most best Yichos. So why then did the Chum ask the Kutim Lava Bekal Yisrael if they in fact were Gerei Emes, so they're totally kosher, and the Kohanim that were mixed in with them were Kohanim Ksherim, because they were Miyabim only Arusos that had Kiddushin and did not yet have Nisuin, Upotrim Esanasuos, and they were matir the nesuos from marrying someone to marry someone minashuk without even the benefit of a chalitza. So the Gemara is going to explain in the hemshech why we should passel them on account of that. But that's a strange shita that they held. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll discuss what drasha they made, and we'll discuss the third shita of Rabbi Eliezer, and through that we'll explain what's behind Rabbi Lazar's din that a kuti is not allowed to marry a kuti. So we're mamish right in the middle of something, but that's the way Daf Yomi works sometimes. Everyone have a good Shabbos.
Okay, good Shabbos.